You're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. This is Crackodon. I'm Barb, and Scott Gresham Lancaster is with me in the studio, and we're playing his music for the last 2 hours and one more hour. So stay tuned, and do give us a call, 848-4425, area code 510. What was that?
Well, that was a piece called Machine. It's for string orchestra. And not unlike the string quartet I played earlier, it's never been played by human beings because it's impossible to get, you know, any kind of thing like that ever done, for me at least. I mean, I just don't get along with those classical music people. I like writing that style of music, but when it comes to talking to the people, it's sort of always a disaster.
But you're the biggest schmoozer in the world. What's your problem, man?
Well, classical, it's a whole different world, the classical. The class, you know, like the Michael Tielson Thomas kind of area of music is like, it's just a whole different kind of thing, and I can never get the groove happening with that. I just don't know what it is. It's much easier to do jazz stuff or rock and roll.
Personally, I like your rock and roll electronics the best.
Well, thank you.
I really have to say.
I like it too. I keep it pretty eclectic. I mean, you know, do a lot of different stuff.
Did you see Topsy Turvy?
I did.
You know, everybody wants to do the most, not that this is second best, but, you know, I was just thinking of that for, you know, that adage.
Yeah.
That everybody wants to do what they do second best. And then the thing that comes the easiest, and they, you know, you want to be this more. Or part of you wants to be this more serious classical composer. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not
so.
Comparing you totally to that, but
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Well, I do. And you know, that was a kind of a phase I went through, too, of writing these classical, like, really moderately straight pieces like that. I just wanted to sort of prove to myself I had those chops. And
yeah.
You know.
They're beautiful.
But
you never know. What, probably when you're, like, on your deathbed.
Yeah,
you know,
who
some
knows?
Of the Kronos will take pity on you. Oh, he's dying. Let's play. Let's real. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll play
I spend
it.
A lot
okay.
more time. I spend a lot more time doing things I can perform myself because I really dealing with the whole classical musician thing. I mean, I do work in the music department at Cal State Hayward, so I get a really heavy dose of all that anyway. And you know, it's just I just don't quite get the whole deal that you have to do. I don't quite understand it all. So. That's just the way it is, you know.
Do you want some more drugs?
No.
They were like placebos anyway, eh? God.
That stopped 20 years ago anyway.
Okay.
I mean, making any difference, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm nervously clicking this CD cover. So, you know, the next piece, I think, is a piece called... Times Remembered, which was originally done for the American Radio Project, was a commission, and it's based on a Bill Evans tune called Time Remembered, and so the harmonic material is based on that. And but it's basically about memory, really inspired by something Blue Jean Tierney always was dealing with, which was like thinking back to his childhood and having sounds that were based around what he remembered about his growing up in Texas. And I can't say that he didn't influence this piece tremendously. Blue Jean was the guy I met in high school who came to a seminar with a Moog synthesizer when I was, you know.
Oh, that's right. I've heard this apocryphal story about you.
14 years old, and he was, you know, invited me to Mills, and it
basically
changed my life. And, you know, I really owe him a lot. He's my first mentor, really.
And didn't he show up on Bob Ashley's doorstep, and he was a kid? He was holding a suitcase?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, the same kind of deal.
I guess
that's right. I guess it's part of the Mills thing or something.
So what, yeah.
Just the next track on the thing that was
I know,
on there.
But it just went back to zero, so what's the number of it?
Two, I think.
Okay.
Second track.
Well, we'll try it out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Oops, I should. Is this in progress? Sorry, I forgot to. Okay, what was that? That was Fuzzy Bunny, right?
Fuzzy Bunny, yeah.
Yeah. So Fuzzy Bunny is Scott Gresham Lancaster, who's right here, Chris Brown and Tim Perkins. And they were, two out of the three of you were on two shows ago, actually.
Yeah, that's right. We played live in here.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was.
So did I ask you, what's your favorite food, do you think? Your favorite meal, favorite food? Like, really, don't think health or anything.
Yeah, I think a really good cioppini mixture of seafood, maybe
Then you have to go to this place, Emma. I just had something called tuna poke, fresh tuna poke. It's one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, yeah? That's,
and it was like a that. Cioppini.
You know that thing where you mix different, you know, little scallops. I like that. I really like more of a seafood guy. For like Japanese food, I like the seafood soup. Mm, you know, that combo. Yeah.
And what's your favorite booze?
Favorite booze? A good single malted Scotch, actually. Mm. If I have to pick a top one.
And what? I don't drink too much lately. What sign are you?
Well, that's interesting because all my life I thought I was Aries, but now all of a sudden I've noticed they've moved it to Taurus. I'm like right on like, it's April.
When's your birthday?
April 19th.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's not Taurus. I thought Taurus was the 21st.
I don't know. I just saw a horoscope with it started, Taurus really? Started April 19th, yeah. So I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know about that stuff. I mean, you know, Hitler was born the day after I was, so.
Uh-oh.
That's, so if there's any truth to it, I mean, it's kind of, wow.
You're up a creek.
Yeah, I mean, you know. And I forget who else was born on my day, but it's not.
Wagner,
and
probably.
Also, April 19th is like when Waco happened, and it's when those guys bombed the. So it's become this like.
Was Tokyo bombed then?
No, just this like, you know, right-wing kook stuff all happened.
The cruelest month.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's tax time. The 15th isn't a good day.
Just ask my mother, God rest her soul. Yeah.
Well, when were you conceived then, do you suppose?
Let's
can
see.
I say that on the radio?
Conceived? Yeah, I think you can say conceived.
When were you conceived?
You can't say, you know, what you do to conceive.
Fudge.
The F word.
The F word. So
let's see. Well, 9
working
months.
Working back.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's too late. Okay. Let's not get into
So Fuzzy Bunny is colliding pop culture with electroacoustic techniques. So you'll always hear little snippets of.
Snippets?
Of pop.
Snippets.
Oh, sorry. Whatever.
Snippets.
It's late. My mouth is not working.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get in trouble with his wife now.
The snippets of different pop culture stuff. I'm trying to remember what the cut that has the girl from Ipanema on it on there. It's you have to really listen for it, but it's
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, forget it. Why don't you play the schematic thing? Actually, there's a label that I found called Schematic Records, and they've got a really cool website for those of you who are connected that way. If you have Flash on your browser,
it?
It's called. Schematic. You should just look up Schematic Records on Yahoo or something. This first cut, just go ahead and put it on. And
let's crank it.
See what people think.
If we like it, we may even do two.
Yeah.
Hey.
This first one's a little different. The other ones have a beat. This one's more like textural.
Okay.
Autistic child who's the main character of the novel, Manfred.
Okay.
And
What's the name of this guy?
Well, this is called Section 2A. I mean, it's like part of part of a bigger piece.
Okay.
Yeah, so here we go.
So thanks again, man.
Oh, sure, anytime.
And, of course, you're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. Barb is signing off.